Thank you, Sarah. Well, now our final news stories include a ceremonial sword given to an exhibition and an exciting win for a premium bond holder. But first, a warning to parents to be vigilant.
A school has issued a warning to parents after a man grabbed a boy and tried to drag him down an alley in a quiet Norwich neighbourhood. Magdalen Gates Primary School sent a text to parents asking them to make sure no children walked home alone after an 11-year-old boy from another school was grabbed by the arm in an attempt to drag him down an alley. The boy was not harmed and managed to break free after a man spotted the attack and shouted at the suspect. Detective Chief Inspector Russ Wilkinson said, "We are in the early stages of our inquiries and we have been working with the victim to establish the full circumstances surrounding the incident."
The ceremonial sword of a skilled artist who died for his country in the Second World War has been donated to an exhibition celebrating his life. It's the final object to arrive at Norwich Cathedral, where visitors can browse the works of Julian Cory Wright of Brancaster, who died in Normandy, France, after taking part in the D-Day operation. The exhibition's been put together by his daughter, Juliet Webster, of Norwich. It contains numerous sketches which depict life training in the army, as well as works produced at the family home in Brancaster Staithe. A 1940s BSA military dispatch motorbike is also on show, and this is the same type of motorbike which Captain Cory Wright used to tour the Brecon Beacons in South Wales one day during his time with the army there, a trip which inspired several of the sketches. A lot of books and exhibitions about the war focus on the battles, but this exhibition shows what life was like during training in the army, Mrs. Webster said. This is the 100-year anniversary of his birth, so it seemed like the right time to show his work to the public. The sword, a ceremonial weapon given to Captain Cory Wright in recognition of his rank in the army, was brought to the cathedral by his grandson, Roland.
Adventurer and broadcaster Ben Fogle has enjoyed a whistle-stop exploration of the Norfolk coastline, forests and broads for a new video to draw tourists to the county. During the video, created by Visit Norfolk, Mr. Fogle turns his hand to various activities around the county, from golf at Sheringham to kayaking at Whitlingham Country Park. He says Norfolk is home to a breathtaking coastline, forests, heaths, and the waterways of the unique Broads. The vast wilderness of the Brecks, Thetford Forest, Great Yarmouth Beach, and Norwich's historic Royal Arcade shopping area also appear in the 8-minute film. He enjoys a trip to Sheringham's Hilltop Outdoor Centre, where he flies down a zip wire and leaps off its air jump, a tower with various height platforms where people free-fall into a giant airbag.
Horses, which were evicted from a riverside park in June, are set to be moved again after bailiffs issued a notice at their new home. Leonard Jones has owned horses all his life, but had to move some of his current animals from Southern Park in Beaufort when Norwich City Council said they were harming biodiversity. Mr. Jones said after the first eviction, he was forced to walk all the horses and foals along the road to their new home in Mile Cross, where he's had horses for 17 years. Now, Mr. Jones, who lives on Swanton Road, has been told to move his 15 horses off a field next door to his house. "They came overnight and put the notice up. They gave me 2 days to move the horses," he said. But residents have hit back against the order, as they said families enjoy visiting and stroking the animals. A spokesman for the city council said, "We've been in talks with Mr. Jones since May this year about the need to remove his horses and have offered him an alternative grazing site, subject to him providing all the necessary documents for the horses. Mr. Jones doesn't have grazing rights to the land in question, and in addition, it's not suitable for animal grazing. The land where Mr. Jones is currently grazing the horses has been earmarked for redevelopment as an extension of the existing travellers' site, although this is still under consultation and not yet approved. If Mr. Jones doesn't move the horses, we'll remove them and take them to the vets for a check-up and to see if they're microchipped. The horses will be rehomed at animal sanctuaries if necessary."
A mystery man from Norwich has become the city's first premium bond millionaire. Little is known about the millionaire in our midst, apart from that he has won his million on a premium bond bought in 2012. The Norwich resident beat record odds of 1 in 31 billion to be picked by the random number generator named Ernie to win his jackpot. He is the 349th person to win the jackpot since the first bond went on sale 60 years ago on November the 1st, 1956. The Norwich man was not the day's only winner. Another man, who again has not been named, became the 350th person to win £1 million. This second mystery man bought his winning bond in Bristol in October 1996. It is the first time Norwich has celebrated a premium bond jackpot.
A couple who lost their baby at 24 weeks have donated a heart monitor to a hospital maternity ward in his memory. Tom and Laura Burdett were left devastated when their son Findlay was stillborn following a serious heart condition. Now, more than a year on from his death, the Wyndham couple have donated equipment to prevent other parents going through similar trauma. Mr. Burdett, a 30-year-old accountant, said, "The main reason we've done this is to make sure that something positive came out of losing Findlay. It was also because the staff were amazing, and so we wanted to help with the new equipment." The couple presented the wireless fetal heart monitor to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's maternity ward.
Strictly speaking, it was more about the dance moves and the outfits than the physiotherapy benefits, but 12-year-old Azara Mae Downs quickly realised that ballroom dancing was improving the symptoms of her one-in-a-million medical condition. Azara Mae has an extremely rare condition called juvenile dermatomyositis, JDM, which affects the muscles and the skin and can cause a range of symptoms, the worst of which is extreme muscle pain. The town close schoolgirl is under the care of Great Ormond Street Hospital and the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital for her treatment, but has found her own way to cope with JDM, dancing. A pupil at the Miller Dance Studio, Azara Mae, has been a keen viewer of Strictly Come Dancing, but made the decision to move on to the dance floor herself 2 years ago, inspired by the television show. Inadvertently, she found a way to help cope with the pain she experiences in her joints. "I have bad days when I am in pain, but I make myself keep dancing. My technique may not be as good as it is on good days, but moving makes me better. And it doesn't feel like exercise or physiotherapy. It just feels like fun," she said.
And that's all from this edition of Chatterbox. The usual reminder, when you've finished with the memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. And there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to everything that interests you. And by the way, we always like hearing from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. Again, that's Norwich 765 365. Or you can visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. But for now, we hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox. Our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Sarah Lusher, the sound recordist, Peter Murch. And from all of us here now, it's goodbye.